Don't let me down.
Thank you all for tuning.
Why are you laughing?
No, right, thank you all for tuning in to We Need to Speak. This is your host, Trap. Here with, we have special guests in the building. We have Mara Robin, singer-songwriter, photographer, all around, just artist. I'm going to get to you in just a minute. And then we have the lovely Mimi.
I'll get to you in a minute. It's crazy.
Mimi is also an artist, actor. You can find her on reality television.
That's a fact.
You know,
that's a fact. Yo, that's a
she's
fact.
On what? Growing up hip hop? Is that what it is?
That's her.
Yeah. Atlanta? Yeah.
You know what's funny about that show?
Don't even say it.
I didn't want to.
Yo!
You know,
I'm good.
Today we have assigned seating now, so.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna let Derek in here.
Okay.
Keep going.
So, yeah. Yeah, the actual host just left. But I'm gonna just let everybody introduce themselves. I'm gonna start from where should I start? The guest.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Oh shit! I have to back up.
This shit about to fall over.
Hi, I'm Mimi, known as Mimi the Barbie on Instagram.
Why y'all throw that shit out?
Hi, my name is Mara Robin, and you can find me on Instagram at Wild Recluse.
What's up, what's up? Taliban the man. Always in the house. Going out.
Yeah, I'm the only one that matters. This is your host, King Reese. I'm on here to talk to y'all about... Well, today we're talking about love, right? Yeah. Shout out to Induce Life. He just walked in the building. I can't pass the mic back to him because he sat too far away from the mic. You want to come to the mic?
No, you good.
You come right... Yeah, we're currently waiting on Cash to become part of this discussion. I'm on my reserve show. I'm on my reserve bag today. Taliban, what you doing? Taliban's off task. I'm going to have to put him out the goddamn pocket. You can't be looking at... Let me move this out of the way. You're looking at Erica.
Does that disturb you?
My girl. You know, I'll be looking at Erica Badu like that.
I was trying to find
all right. Song. Today's podcast is going to be about love. So today, I keep saying today, I feel weird. Anyways, I'm going to kick it off by posing a question to everybody that's going to be listening and to the people who are in this room. And the question is, what is love? We need to define that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's a subject we need to speak on because it seems like today there's not enough. I hear the word thrown around a lot, like I love you, bro. I love you, sis. And people just saying I love you when they just, you know, not really meaning it. So I wanted to like get a concrete definition on it if we can. So who want to be the first one to answer this question? You want to do that?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Fucking Virgo.
My feelings for love is...
No, what is love?
Well, okay, what love is, and this is my personal opinion. So, what love is like a feeling that, you know, a strong feeling or emotional positivity is what I say love is towards another person. And this is only because, like, I mean, like you said, you throw around the word love so much, but a lot of times... A lot of people don't really understand or know what it means or have their own meaning to where it can be misconstrued and to something else. So my definition of love overall is just having that strong feeling or connection to a certain person or a certain someone.
So I'm gonna keep the hot seat on you.
I know.
So love is a connection. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Because I know you be waiting.
So is love is a connection. So love, you can be in love with anything. Is that what you're saying? As long as you're connected to it?
Yeah, I'm sure you love your car.
No. I don't love my car. It's certain shit I want to do for my car that I would do in the name of love for somebody else or something, huh?
Yeah, but you, me.
This goddamn mic from this nigga, he's talking crazy. So what do you think?
I think love is like a bond that you have with someone, or multiple people, whatever you're into. I don't know, but yeah, I think love is more like a bond that you have with somebody. Like, Why are you laughing? You see, you know, it's just damn, like, how are you gonna be the host and you laughing?
You need to stop. I'm not laughing. What happened? All right. Let me be clear. What I laughed about is I heard him say Bond, and then right over here, right in this area, somebody said, So I like laughed immediately as soon as I heard that.
Let's go to the person.
Exactly. Let's go to the
What are you? Hold that, bro. This shit is.
Yeah. No, I was saying that in agreement with Trap because I feel like, just like how you said, you might have a different appreciation or love for like an inanimate item as you would a person. Right. It just depends on how you perceive that person and that level of love or that type of relationship you have.
So what is love for you, Robin?
Love for me is kind of just piggybacking off of what the fellas just said. It's just the connection that you have with a person. And, you know, just having a deep care for someone, and no matter what, you would always be there for them. Because love is just, it's unconditional. So it's a forever feeling. Even if, like, it's not a romantic thing, if you love someone, you know that's, like, something you'll never want to let go.
Okay.
Me.
Hey, man. All right. Me.
Do you love me? Are you vibing?
I'm sorry. I also agree with love being a connection, but I feel like love is an experience. You can't really define love. So I don't know how you guys are coming up with a concrete definition of love, because love is an experience. So
that's my type of answer.
She on her lawyer shit today. So Induced Life, you ain't here, but you might have come around, bro, because you got an answer?
I'm listening right now.
You just
so go into your next question.
Full blown connected? No. We don't. Wait a minute. Nah. Okay. So this is probably where I should step in and answer my answer. So I believe that love is the glue, because love is too powerful for one person to share with another person. I'm getting to this. Like, okay, so. One person loving another person is just not how it should go. It shouldn't be one other person, because think about it. So,
Are you talking about as far as a relationship?
Just love, period. I'm talking about love, period. Okay, well, if you want to just... I'll get into talking about inanimate objects and things that are not living. We'll just talk about love between people first, because I don't like to get off of track. So, anyways, loving your family, right? So, you love your family. You love your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your aunties, your uncles. That type of love is safe, because there's so many different people involved in that love. You get to spread your love throughout, and there's no singling out of who you love. So if someone disappoints you, you can always go to your sister. If your brother disappoints you, you can go to your sister. Your mother disappoints you, you can go to your father, and all like that. But the minute you start loving one person is the minute that you start isolating yourself from other people. Because when you give all your love to one person, it's very hard to love other people, because all your devotion and attention and attachment is joined into this one person. And that makes it powerful. So when that one person lets you down, what happens next? Your whole world comes crashing down, because all of your love has been given to this one person. Which, this is the reason why monogamy does not work. Love is the glue. We were born to love any and everybody we come in contact to. If people loved everybody, then there would be less wars, and there would be less fights, and there would be less depression and the hurt and suffering, because the love is spread it out. So I believe the love is a glue that connects us to any and everything around us. And if we misuse it by loving one person, that's when feelings get hurt and people die. How y'all feel about that?
Okay, so yeah, because you, I feel like you're right about a lot of that, but you did mention something about monogamy.
Thank you.
So, since you did, and I did see my lovely co-host's face, I would like to direct this to her.
Now go ahead, Mimi.
Why he said that monogamy doesn't work to call you back?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I agree with Bally on the aspect of love is too strong to just love one person, but when you're talking about loving a person romantically, I feel like you can't spread your energy and your love too thin. There's just no way that you can love someone romantically one way and then love the same exact person the other way. So I just feel like that's, it's just not true. So, go ahead.
She's absolutely right, Reese. And on top of that, you know, you have to think, you know, I'm just going to play devil's advocate here, you know, because it's whatever. I have to do that. And, you know, like, who does monogamy not work for? That's the question. Because you have women and you have men that it works fine. Like, you have men that are, you know, that love just one woman, you know? You have women, you have a lot that love just one man. But and again, this is subjective based on, you know, what you believe in and whatnot. But that was just my little, you know, rant, but that's all I got to say for the rest of the podcast.
Alright.
You about to cut my mic off.
Nah. You good. Alright, well, sorry, so listen. Yes, it's possible. Anything is possible. Mm-hmm. People can punch through brick walls. There's people that can dent steel with their hands. So anything is possible. But just because you have evidence that people have been monogamous does not mean that the majority can be monogamous. And a study showed that everybody can, like a good portion of the population, no matter where you are, can be monogamous. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with monogamy. Like, if I've grown to be able to be monogamous, but it took for me to grow there. It took for me to have an understanding of love. Like, I could be with one woman, but I had to grow in such a way that I had to be not monogamous first. You know what I'm saying? I had to understand what love is, and what I come to the conclusion of, and I'm speaking to y'all rationally, is that love is just too powerful for an immature person to share with another immature person. Let me say it like that. It's not possible. It's just too much. It's too much because when you love somebody, there's not really a limit to what you will do. If anybody disagrees or feels like I'm saying something wrong, I mean, feel free to chime in and I'll listen to it. I don't have a problem with it.
Nah,
anybody?
I'm disagree with you.
I would never.
Or do you have another take on it?
My family for
you can you. Love. But see, that's another thing. You can harm somebody out of love. You can love somebody so much that when they do something to you, you want to do something to them.
You said there's no limit to doing anything in the name of love. That it is. If the loved one of my, you know, a significant other told me to push my grandma down the stairs so we can get back together, I'm not doing it.
You don't know this.
So it's a limit. No, I'm not doing it.
You ain't love nobody enough. Yeah. See what happened there? Robin, because I heard you huff.
I wasn't huffing. It was more like of a sigh. Because I do think that, you know, putting your all into something is not a good situation. But if someone can drive you to a breaking point, that is, at that point, it's you're just loving blindly. Because, like, you can love a person and you can love so many things about them and you can have so many amazing experiences. Y'all could have even grown spiritually and mentally together. But when that shit becomes unhealthy, it's like, even if you love that person, you know it's going to hurt. Yeah. Because not everything in this life is permanent and you have to come to grips with that in any type of situation.
That's a fact.
So you just got to have the discipline and the mental strength to just be able to be like, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard as shit. But there's a difference between love and obsession.
That's a fact.
And that is where the foul play comes in.
So I set her up. And I set you guys up because we lead right back to the segue. What is the craziest thing? See, y'all niggas didn't know how psychological I am. Is that a word, psychological?
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a word.
Yeah, y'all ain't know how I be. Nah. Anyways, so what is the craziest thing? Who wants to go first? Tell me, man, you were itching to go first.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you ever done over love?
Craziest thing I've ever done over love is with my ex-girlfriend. I knew it wasn't going to work, but I tried everything in the name of love to try to get it to work. I bought her a car. 2016 Honda Sonata. I bought a house.
Mm-hmm. Friends like you.
And but I always thought it was something wrong with me, to where I didn't do enough, or I wasn't enough of a man in that perspective, because, you know, and I'm not trying to crack on nobody, but it's just like I was renting a house, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, and it was just like, well, you know, maybe she like dudes with houses, or maybe, you know, she been driving that 1995 Buick for so long, maybe she want a man who can get her a car. So I just started thinking like it was something wrong with me, but in all actuality, it was nothing wrong with me. It was something wrong with her. She was never satisfied with what I did, and for a person not to be satisfied is a problem. Yeah, they're like, you're not grateful for what I've done for you, on top of everything else that I've done and tried to make it work, and it never worked. So, you know what I'm saying? But that's just me, because I'm a Virgo. I'm a fool in love. When I find somebody to love, I put my all into it. And that's constantly a mistake, and I'm trying to deal with it and battle with it, but that's just the person I am, and I haven't changed since high school, so. Anybody else? Next,
I'm not gonna
craziest thing you did.
I'm not gonna comment, but I'm going to pass this over to somebody, because if people don't know, me and Mar Robin have been friends for a long time, and me and her have been friends for a long time, and we're sacredly bonded. Like, just like last week, we had a falling out, and we're back friends. So, you know, we
get over a friend to regain their feelings.
No.
Yeah, that's no. What the fuck I'm doing.
Oh shit!
It's not about romance.
Yo,
what you did over love, though?
Damn, what's the craziest thing I ever did?
Sent a bunch of texts.
Nah.
Please be my friend again.
Nah, man. What's?
Like a bullshit dude. Like you.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's not crazy.
I don't know. I want to. Let me just plead. Let me plead the fifth.
Hey, Wale.
Let me plead the fifth on this. I was gonna pass this over to Mara Robin, because Mara Robin has a lot of crazy stories, and she has a lot of crazy stories. Me and her have had a lot of conversations, and I'm like, yo, why the fuck did you do that shit? So here we go.
All repressed memories.
I don't even know what Trap is talking about.
Yo, that's a fucking lie.
If I'm a share, y'all think you gotta share, because I'm a share.
Because the only things that I can really recall, I'm like one of those, like, I get angry, but I mean, the most I've probably done is like just cuss somebody out real quick.
No. You ain't break no windows, scratch no cars, bust no windows.
I've bleached some clothes.
Damn, man.
But that's probably. Deary, you might just have to tell it, because it's just so long ago. I have no idea.
She don't know how.
Wait, you
know, give us the T. Trap with the capital T.
All right, this is Trap. With a capital T, with the T. This is a segment of We Need to Speak. And
I feel like this narrative is
not stopping.
Our good friend, my good friend Mara Robin, at one point, and it's just, you know, it's like what you're doing, what you've done crazy for love, it doesn't necessarily mean that you broke up with them already. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, whatever y'all had an argument. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were just so into this person that you decided you wanted to just sell drugs with them. You know?
Yo,
she became a trap.
But that's love,
you know.
Hold up, trap in the name of love.
You know,
nigga, step in the name of love. She trap.
You know,
yo,
like
I got a new rap song dedicated to rhyming. Trap in the name of love, my nigga.
You know,
yo,
let me get off this shit.
Yo, you're shorting her down
again. You know, if the people remember from last podcast, he did cut my time to. I think I'm over 5 minutes now, so I'm gonna. Let me go ahead and pass it over. Mimi, what's the craziest thing you've ever done
your shit was wild.
For love?
I'm going after you, go ahead.
I haven't done anything crazy for love.
Don't lie to yourself.
Oh my God.
I can look at your earrings and know you did something.
Yo. Yo.
Your earrings is too big for somebody who ain't did nothing crazy. All right. Niggas are scared. It's all good, Mimi.
I don't want to incriminate.
All right, yo, so the
craziest.
Yo, so the craziest thing I ever did over love, like, all right, so I wanted one of my baby moms back, right? We had broke up. I had been fucking around for quite a bit, and finally she had had enough. I didn't know she had enough because she told me, and she didn't say she had enough. She just kind of distanced herself from me. So like, when a woman does that, you like your spider senses be going off. So I'm like, yo, shorty is fucking with somebody else. I know she is. So she dropped my child off. I won't disclose. Dropped my child off. So like, I'm chilling, looking at TV, and the phone goes off. My phone, it's her calling. So I'm like, oh shit. She's trying to call. She giving a nigga some fucking with. She about to call me over so I can, you know, do what I gotta do. So I pick up the phone. I'm like, hello. Nobody's saying nothing, but I'm hearing like laughter, and I hear a nigga's voice. So I'm like, what is going on right here? So I'm listening for a second. There's clearly a nigga at the house. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna hang this phone up, right? So I proceed to look at Dragon Ball Z. I was probably about, yeah, I'm probably about like 20 or something right now. So I'm like, all right, fuck this shit. I'm gonna look at Dragon Ball. Goku got some shit popping. I ain't paying attention to her. So, you know how that voice be in your head? Like, nah, nigga, you not going out like that, nigga. So I'm like, fuck this. Nigga, I'm driving over there and shit. So I, keeping it real, went wrong. So I drove all the way over there and shit. Popped up at her house, ring her doorbell a couple times. She come downstairs in a robe. So now I'm infuriated at this point. Because what's this bitch doing in a robe?
At home.
So with a nigga there. So I'm like, yo, what's up? This is what you doing? Like, this is what you doing? She like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. And when a woman answers you with the truth, you don't really expect that. You don't know what to do. So I'm like, this is what you're doing. I asked her the question again. So I got to answer the question again and see if this shit is really real. So I'm like, this is what you're doing for real? She's like, yes, and you got a hickey on your neck, so I don't give a fuck. Boom. What do you do after that? I just went home, bro. And I called her like 21 times after that. Bitch. I was trying to fuck that up. You're not about to have sex okay without me. Nah, it was. But yeah, but see, that's the craziest shit I ever done. Yeah, that's the craziest. Like, because I don't pop up on females. I popped up unannounced. And I couldn't control myself. I have great control over myself, I think. I got good control over myself. At that point, I had no control over myself. Love was just like, go get her back. That's mine. So y'all is pussy for not sharing y'all real story, because I just gave y'all a piece of my heart. So Derek, you're next.
No, bro.
You don't have one?
Look. You light skinned nigga. You know you got one. Look at you. You too light not to have one story. Don't make me come back to you. I'll come back to you. My nigga is just scared. It's okay. You can be pussy. It's okay.
Oh, shit.
I will add to my story to make it.
You got some more?
Yeah, just a little more.
Oh, you ain't tell the truth. Oh, just,
no,
just
I, a little more. See, I just didn't finish the story. So after I got my house in September, we stayed together from November to about February, to about NCAA. In March, I believe, 14th, she totaled the car. So that was my last little bit. That was my. Now you got.
What did you do after that?
Huh?
What did you took it back?
Hell no! That was over after that.
That's not crazy.
Let me see this. All right. So niggas is pussy. So I'm about to dig until I find some more information from y'all. All right. So, what's the worst somebody did to you and you still took them back? Yeah. Look. Get. Come on.
Go ahead.
You. Come on. You. No.
Come on.
Yeah.
The worst thing, because you see, the thing is like, I'm not the type to do anything crazy. Like, I usually will be just cool, but somebody has done something to me, and I did take them back. Somebody talked about my mom.
Yo, that's a real nigga's answer.
Somebody talked about my mom. That didn't mean be quiet. I just wanted to put my hand in the air. But I had to put my hand in the air for that, because, you know, like, you know, it's like a spasm. And yet I took them back, you know. And every day I just wonder, like, yo,
what was up?
What the fuck was wrong with me? Like, why did I?
I tell you what was wrong. Love was wrong.
I'll tell you exactly what was wrong.
I'm gonna go next.
Look at Mimi's face.
Because I'm trying to think.
No, you ain't trying to think. That shit is sitting on your... What you trying to think is if you going to tell us or not.
Yeah.
That shit is on your brain hard. She like, yo, so...
Do I got to tell these people this or what?
So this is my thing as far as love goes. When I'm in love... What you even took somebody back for, bro? That was just crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I done been cheated on.
You got to give a disclaimer.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
what you want?
Yeah. I done been cheated on, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas done pulled up in front of my house.
Your girl cheating on you, taking it back, that's normal shit.
Yeah.
Only and I take his girl back after they cheat.
And I do it because I'm in love, you know what I'm saying? And see, me, for so long...
But what's some shit you done took her back for that you be like, nah, ain't no nigga taking their bitch back for after this? What's that?
Staying with me and still going out there and sleeping with the other nigga and coming back and staying again.
Have I done that? I've let my girl do that because I was fucking around on her, so I was like, shit.
Yeah, but see, I wasn't. So it's just okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? And knowingly, like, that's not acceptable nowhere. She's like, you can have other girls up here. No, it's not going to happen.
It's very toxic.
Because I don't do it. Yeah, and I know this. And I know this now. It's too late, but I know this now.
Are you still talking to Shorty?
Nah, I wish her a Merry Christmas. I mean...
Don't even wish her a Merry Christmas.
Don't do that shit.
All right, so what you call that is toxic behavior. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to get rid of toxic people. Shorty was toxic. She wanted you to do some bullshit. You know, you kind of got to watch out for them. They usually appear as damsels in distress. That's for men and women. Because, you know, feminism. But, like, for men can be toxic, too. And they can, you know, be looking like they need a lot of help. But really, they don't need no help. They just... Sorry as fuck.
But Bella, you know me. You've been knowing me for years, and
you gotta explain to me, bro.
Yeah, and I know, and you can tell them just like I can tell them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been a helpless romantic, just because of the only thing that I've always felt like I was missing in my life was love. That's it. I got a house. I got a car. I got money. I'm financially stable. I'm Gucci. But a family.
She gotta go. She got too hot.
But a family, though, that's the only thing I'm missing in my life for it to be complete, is how I feel.
Right. So, that brings us to the next question. Is there such thing as unconditional love? Anybody want to...
Yes.
Question.
Oh, yeah.
Induced life? Got some life?
Yo, okay. Nah, basically, once you have kids, I think that's when that you start to understand that unconditional... thing, or you kind of look at things like, okay, they can mess up and you know they're gonna do certain things, but you say, I got you though, like, it don't matter if you do wrong, I'm gonna have your back. I'm gonna still try and coach you, you know what I'm saying, through life, but it just does something to you when you really try and see them not make the same mistakes you did and shit like that. So,
okay, unconditional love for your children,
for family,
yeah,
I think that was for family, you know what I'm saying. What was the question again?
Is there anything such as unconditional love?
I believe it is, because there's been certain situations, just like you said, you know, about the toxic relationship. Like, just because I feel the way I feel for her, even though it's wrong and I know she's wrong, like, she called me and be like, look, I need you to come in and bring me some gas. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll come out there and I'll get it done, you know what I'm saying? But it's just... you know, certain people who I do that for. I don't do it for everybody, because everybody doesn't deserve the same attention. But when love comes into play, it's just like, hey, I'm here with you. I got you. If you ever need me, you know what I'm saying? And I try to keep, when I say that stuff, I try to keep that promise, because, like, if you don't, like, you know what I'm saying? What is you without your word?
Right. Mara Robin. Is there anything? Is there such a thing as unconditional love?
Yes. Yeah. No. They're really.
Elaborate, please.
Thanks. Yeah. There is such a thing as unconditional love. Like a lot. Like pretty much everyone else said. There's certain people that you have a strong like for, but then there are people that you truly do love, and no matter what you go through, there's, if they were to go through something, you would want to be there for them. You would care about their well-being.
Yeah. I do believe there's such thing as unconditional love, because there's just some people in the world. I mean, not everybody can do it. Like, you know, some people you have to have received unconditional love to give unconditional love. It's a finite thing. It's not like unconditional love is just not something you're born with. You have to have witnessed it before in order to give it. There's a lot of people in this world that love people, and they're not fit to love another person, because to love another person, you have to have unconditional love. To fully and truly love another person, because think about how... Okay, think about yourself and think about how unperfect you are. Think about the stuff that you do that you don't even like that you do. And then imagine meeting somebody else who is virtually a stranger to you, and they accept you into their life. And now you have to ask them to accept you for the rest of their lives, and they're not accustomed to the way you were raised, the way you move, some of the shit you do, some of the stuff that you into, some of the sexual fantasies you have. They have to accept everything about you. So in order for somebody to even be in a fulfilling relationship with somebody else, is to have, you have to have unconditional love. How could you not? I mean, I don't know if anybody believes that same thing, but I just feel the same way. It's like, it's not possible, because I know people. I you know, I got 6 children, and all my kids are different, and it's things about them that I have to accept from them as children, because they're my children and I love them. And if I didn't have the capacity to love unconditionally, who knows? I could turn out like some of these people who disown their children, or some of these people who just get frustrated with their children and be like, go this way or go that way. But unfortunately, I had someone who showed me unconditional love, and it was my grandmother. Like, it wasn't my mother and my father, but it was my grandmother. And no matter what, she gave me active love. And I'm not talking about like every now and then she reminded me that she loved me. I'm talking about every day she reminded me she loved me. So I have the capacity to be able to have an argument with somebody, and then right after that, whatever the argument is about, I can remind them after, like, yo, I still love you. You know what I'm saying? You fucked up, or you made a decision that was stupid, but I love you. You know what I'm saying? Because I have the unconditional love. But it's possible, but I don't think everybody has it. Mimi, what do you think? Don't look at me like that. You know I was passionate, Mike.
I was downstairs, though. You have to, like, fill me in, though.
It's, what's
I heard unconditional love in your grandma.
Is there anything about unconditional? Do you think unconditional love is real?
Oh, yeah. Why? Absolutely.
Do you have unconditional love?
My definition of unconditional love might be different.
It's not. Unconditional means unconditional. With no condition. With no but or if.
I have unconditional love for my family.
Okay. How is that? How do you know that?
Because no matter what they would do, I would still love them, even if they betray me or do
anything.
Have you been
betrayed by your family? You still love them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess that answers the question. All right. Okay. Christ, I tried to go this whole... Yeah, they about to know now. Now niggas know. Secrets. Secrets out the bag. Yo, he is. He's a fucking Libra. First of all, the jig is up. All right.
That sounds like a 7.
Yo.
I definitely
know. Yo. I gotta put Trap out of here. So on our next episode, we'll be down to co-host. Write that down somewhere. So the last question is, so what do you guys prefer? Do you prefer loyalty, or you prefer love, and why? Taliban's taking us off as usual.
Yeah, I got to, because
I gotta call a motherfucker and make him right back.
Cause I've always been a lover. Like I said, I wanted a high school sweetheart. I wanted to be married to my high school sweetheart. It didn't never work out because they never have a high school sweetheart worthy enough to do that. But ever since I've been 18.
That was so weak.
Yeah.
Sally.
Hey.
That's
but
a high school sweetheart, honestly.
Yeah, but I didn't see people marry their high school sweetheart. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just something I always wanted. That's some love is something I always believed in. You know what I'm saying? Because loyalty, that's just somebody being, you know,
faithful to their word or faithful to that person or whatever the case may be. So,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I want to talk to
you.
It's like a subject.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just believe in love over everything. Like, love can cancel out a whole bunch of bullshit. Just like, Rick James was like, crack is whack. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then you go back and ask him, and he'd be like, nah, I don't remember none of that stuff happening. But I'm pretty sure it did. But it's still, it's like love. Love pretty much conquers all, in my opinion. So,
Mimi.
I agree with Tally, but at the same time,
I disagree
just because I've had so many times where a person would say that they love a person, but would do a person, you know, dirty. And I feel like love isn't enough all the time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you can build off of loyalty because you always know that that person will be there and be loyal to you. So a person that you love, you probably love a person, you're not even in their life right now. So you've probably missed, you know, I don't even know the word right now. Did them. I don't even know if that's a word right now. But
we make up words all the time. So
I'm making up a word.
You said,
but
communication major, and you just said
no. Listen. But yeah, I definitely choose loyalty over love, just because you can build something off of loyalty. Love isn't just enough all the time. So
sorry.
Whoever wants it to shut the hell up. Damn.
Yeah.
It worked.
Go on.
That shit gonna,
you know what,
that shit gonna work in New York.
We gonna use that shit.
You seen why I had this?
It's crazy.
Yo. Dead ass. You gotta put the dead ass.
Only in Harlem.
Oh, God.
You're funny.
A Harlem nigga with the loose dishes.
I'm not funny. I'm dead ass right now.
Y'all.
Where are you from? I'm from Ethiopia, Africa.
Okay.
I moved to Rochester.
Hold up, man. Robin has.
Yeah.
My fault.
I apologize. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I prefer.
No, everybody messed up. 2-0. 2-0. Somebody put these beers up.
I know. It's like, and I didn't even drink half the can yet. I'm already fucking up my lid. All
right, my bad. Go ahead, Ryan.
What do you prefer?
I prefer loyalty over love. However, you know, they're one and the same in a way. Because, like Mia said, you know, with loyalty, something can easily progress. But if you know that someone's going to be there for you through thick and thin, it's much better than that. Because everybody is capable of hurting you.